this goes to Alma Family Practice Clinic. Fax is 989-629-8145 regarding Marjorie, middle initial E, like Echo, Clapp, C-L-A-P-P, date of birth 8-13 of 1943. Dear doctors, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Clapp with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was February 28th of this year. She's feeling well. She has gained 3 pounds over the last 6 months and would like to try to lose weight. She finds it difficult to limit caloric intake and to exercise. She has had some problems with dizziness and vertigo. She's been through physical therapy, but this does return recurrently. That's why she doesn't like to walk or do anything that could lead to vertigo. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She does think she's having some more edema of the lower extremities since the weather has become warm. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable. None at rest. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No unusual lesions or rashes. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Lasix has been discontinued. She used to use 20 milligram 3 days a week, but does not use it now. Cymbalta, 20 milligram daily, had to be stopped because it caused excessive sedation. She's not on Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, 14 milligram daily anymore either. And she doesn't use meclizine very often, 12.5 milligram up to 3 times a day as needed for dizziness. She does use Valium, 2 milligram daily instead for dizziness. Physical examination, weight is 244 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 80, pulse 71, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and she has 1+ edema from feet about halfway to knees bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 18th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 48. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.7, calcium 9.5, albumin 3.9, intact parathyroid hormone 42.6, hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease, hypertension near to goal, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to limit salt in her diet. She should follow a fluid restriction, 56 to 64 ounces of fluid in 24 hours maximally. There'll be no changes in her current medications, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.